You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The Season with Peter Schrager is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. All right, what's up, everybody? This is The Season with Peter Schrager. Greetings from Detroit, Michigan, in a hotel room still. Aaron Wong Kaufman is joining me. We are literally 2 inches away from each other, Aaron.
Yeah, this is the closest we've ever been.
I feel good.
Yeah.
We've been away from each other for a long time, so
I know,
I'm okay
with
this.
We've had a lot of remote ones.
We've had a lot of remote podcasts. All right, so part one was me emptying the notebook, and I think there's a lot of good information in that one. If I still was writing and I was on a website, I would have done a huge article with all that stuff and it would have gone bananas, because I think there's a lot of good information. So go find that. It will help inform you on how your team is going to look. And then this is going to be a separate podcast. This is my mock draft. And I think if we simply put the title of this one as Peter's final mock draft, and then parentheses for now, and parentheses.
Yeah.
How about Peter's final 2024 mock draft, parentheses for now. I think that's what it is, because we're recording this at 4 o'clock Eastern. And I promise you, I have multiple, I'm going to show you, Aaron. This is just from look at this list of names. These are big names here. These are guys, these texting me. What do you got? What do you think? So this is at the 4 o'clock, but it might change. Am I allowed to do that?
Oh, 100%. This is moment in time.
Moment in time.
Yeah.
All right. So it's 2.0 final asterisk. All right. Number one, the Bears will select Caleb Williams, USC quarterback. I think this one is a done deal. The same way Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning have been done deals in the past. Two, as I described in my previous part one of today's two podcasts, I think it is Jaden Daniels. I said I'd put my name on it. I don't know if I put it in ink. I'd probably say I'm 90-10 on this one. I'm going to say Jaden Daniels to Washington. Everything smooths over, and he is the next quarterback of the Commanders. Number three, the New England Patriots. I go Drake May. The analogy, once again, if you didn't listen to the first part, the analogy for me with the Patriots is this. You've got a beautiful house at the end of the block. It's a gorgeous mansion and it has a for sale sign on. And people do, you'd see cars pulling up and seeing this mansion and they'd walk through it and they never sell the house, but they like being flattered. They like being told how much they can sell the house for. They like hearing the offer. They're not selling the house. It's their dream house. They spent the last 3 years building this thing. They're not going to just sell it and they get a new mortgage and figure it all out and refinance. No, they're keeping it. All right. That was really deep cut real estate talk there. I've got the Patriots taking Drake May at three. Four, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr. Three picks in the top 35. at some point you have to start fielding a team. What you've heard is right, that Monty Asafort said he doesn't want to hear any trade offers, isn't even engaging in that stuff until the day of, which is tomorrow. Well, that's good, because I don't know if there's any pick or package that is worthy of them getting out of taking Marvin Harrison at 4. Now we get interesting. All right, this could all change. I'm telling you, by the time I put my final thing is going to be whatever goes online tonight and whatever's on Good Morning Football in the morning. But as of right now, 5th overall, I have the LA Chargers taking. I'm going back and forth on what I would say right now. 5th overall, the Chargers do not trade. The Chargers keep the pick, and the Chargers select J.C. Latham.
I love that.
Out of Alabama.
I didn't say it on the first episode, but I love all the J.C. Latham talk.
And it's out of nowhere. It's why the process is so good. I've got him going 5th overall to the Chargers. Okay. We've got to change my right. I'm doing this from my Word document. We've got to change the right. Because, you know, I was saying, screw it. I've heard enough J.C. Latham rumors. Let's go with it. 6, Giants. This will knock you on your ass. Now, Andrew Siciliano, my dear former colleague now at NFL Network, but still my friend, came out with this beauty. J.J. McCarthy just told the Rich Eisen show that he spent his most time in the pre-draft process with the Giants. Okay, so Giants fans, realize they're not wasting your time. They're doing it. But I don't have them taking J.J. McCarthy. That means Joe Alt is on the table. That is a perfect fit for the Giants. Put Joe Alt on one side, take Andrew Thomas on the other. You move Evan Neal inside, and you've got a brick wall. They're not taking Joe Alt. Okay, well, then they're going to take Malik Nabers, who is, in many eyes, the best wide receiver in this draft. He can compete with Mark. They're not taking Malik Nabers. With the 6th overall pick, I got the New York Giants taking Rome Odunze out of Washington. Let's go. I don't have a single person at the Giants organization telling me they like Rome Odunze. I don't even know if they've met with Rome Odunze. This is from various connecting of dots in that they need a wide receiver, and I don't think they're a Neighbors team. I just don't. So I'm going to go Rome Odunze, and that's one where Giants fans live and die by my word, because I had a lot of Giants picks right over the last couple of years. I'm telling you guys, I'm guessing here, and until I update it tonight or change it, this one to me is one of those where you connect the dots and you say, Odunze is all world, all everything. He can be a number one wide receiver. He checks every box person-wise, checks every box health-wise. Giants get a cornerstone. They get their wide receiver, Odunze, at 6. Which leads to 7. The Tennessee Titans do like Joe Alt, I can tell you that. The Tennessee Titans really like Malik Nabers, I could tell you that. Tennessee Titans also might really like J.C. Latham. You have 3 different players right there. You're sitting there at 7. I currently have the Tennessee Titans as the team that trades out of the 7th overall pick. And I have them moving back just 4 spots. And I've got the Minnesota Vikings moving up to 7. Minnesota selecting J.J. McCarthy. My connection there, the GMs, Rand Carthon and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, they have a long history together. They worked at San Francisco together. There's a relationship there. Tennessee doesn't have to move back all the way. They could still get one of these top offensive linemen or potentially a wide receiver if they fall. And they also get to trade with a team that's outside the conference, so I don't have to face this guy in the playoffs. And if you're Minnesota, what would the compensation be? So this is where it's interesting. I think if you move up 4 spots, it's the 11th pick, and it's not the 23rd pick. It's a bunch of future things. And I say that as like, whatever, we could figure that out. First round or second round or whatever it is, it's probably a first round pick over the next 2 drafts, but it's at least the 11th, and it's not the 23rd. That's the key thing. Minnesota holds on to the 23rd. They still get J.J. McCarthy. I said this earlier today. I think that the Vikings like Drake May more than J.J. McCarthy. I think they like Michael Penix. I think they've got McCarthy above Penix. I think the order would be Drake May, bit of a gap, J.J. McCarthy, less of a gap, Michael Penix. That's how I see it. So do they have the courage to just sit and hold tight at 11 and take Penix if McCarthy's off the board? Maybe. And that might be how my mock draft finishes up. No joke. I might have the Raiders or the Broncos trade up and get McCarthy when it's all said and done. But for now, let's go 7 Minnesota to McCarthy. 8, Atlanta, Dallas Turner, defensive end, Alabama. I don't see them taking another wide out, and Neighbors is on the board. I don't see them taking another tight end. Bowers is on the board. I don't see them going offensive line. I see them taking the best pass rusher, Dallas Turner, to Atlanta. Now we get real crazy. Number 9 is the Chicago Bears. They've already taken Caleb Williams. They do not have a second round pick. I have a trade. All right, this is hard to follow, Aaron. I've got the Indianapolis Colts moving up from 15 to 9, and you're thinking it's Neighbors. It's actually Brock Bowers.
Ooh, I love that. A great, like, incredible pass catcher for your young quarterback who has shown promise, but probably needs a little bit more of a reliable receiver than just, wow.
Pittman. Pierce.
Right, Josh Downs.
Yeah, nice job. That was good. I forgot about Josh Downs. Yeah, I...
So did the Colts late in the season.
Yeah, okay. You must have had him on your fantasy team. We go Brock Bowers here. I'm a fan. That's the thing. Like, I'm a fan of football. I've been hearing about Brock Bowers for 3 years. He's the cleanest prospect. Everyone tell me this. It's Dunze and Bowers are the cleanest, meaning no red flags. Medical, no red flags. The tape, no red flags. Any of the workouts, nothing. Brock Bowers goes top 10, and they get him before the Jets, which everyone tells me the Jets are like the backstop for Brock Bowers. So then what? Number 10, the New York Jets. And I've had the New York Jets pick right the last several years. So everyone is listening, like, who's he got for the Jets? I said Brock Bowers the first time around. Aaron, here's where the New York Jets with the 10th overall pick take Malik Neighbors out of LSU. So the Giants go Adunze, the Jets go Neighbors with all these offensive linemen. Like, look, Joe Douglas might want to trade back. They might want to take Fuanga. They might do. I'm going to go New York Jets at the end of the day. Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers say, if that Malik Neighbors is on the board, get me Malik Neighbors. Tennessee's at 11. They're sitting there. They take Joe Alt, who might be the best prospect in this entire draft, the cleanest prospect. Now we're all over the board, right? I mean, Tennessee still gets Joe Alt at 11th overall and picks up a future first. Sounds pretty good. I'll have to update my write-up there. Broncos at 12. I'm tempted to just give them Bo Nix here. But I'm going to go offensive line. I'm going to go Tali. That's what I'm told. Tali Fuanga out of Oregon State. Tali is what Field Yates told us he goes by, right? Tali.
Yeah, Tali.
Tali Fuanga. It doesn't make a lot of sense on paper because they already have McClinchy, but McClinchy's contract is nearly up and they signed him last year. I'm sorry, Bowles is nearly up. So whatever it is, you add him, you move Fuanga to guard and you get one of the top guys and that's that. Now, the question is, do I change that between tonight and tomorrow? Do I have them moving up and going and getting J.J. McCarthy instead of the Vikings? Maybe. I've got to do more calls on this. Do I have them taking Bo Nix? Maybe. Whatever. For now, Fuaga to the Broncos.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Raiders at 13, I don't know what the hell to do with them. None of my sources in Vegas can confirm that they like Michael Penix, but everyone else around the league tells me they love Michael Penix. I've got relationships with guys in Vegas. I've asked them, they won't tell me. So what do? Raiders, take Michael Penix. 14, Saints, I go with offensive tackle Olu Fashanu, Penn State. 15 is now the Bears. I have them going defensive tackle Byron Murphy out of Texas. I told you in the last podcast in the Emptying the Notebook, I think his stock is rising at the right time. Bears trade out of 9. They miss out on Neighbors. They miss out on Bowers. They miss out on a lot of these tackles, including Joe Alt now that we're looking at it, which is crazy. Wow, maybe I wouldn't have them trade if Joe Alt's on the board. Ooh, that's tempting. Anyway, they get a second round pick, and instead they pick up Byron Murphy out of Texas. 16, we got a trade, Aaron. Seahawks trade out. Eagles trade up. Eagles take Terrion Arnold out of Alabama, cornerback. 17, Jaguars. This one's fun. Jaguars, I've got the Jaguars going with Xavier Worthy, the burner. He's the fourth wide receiver off the board. At one point, I was like, I don't know if he's still a first round pick. I've got Worthy going to the Jaguars. They were left at the altar when Calvin Ridley left. They picked up a big body in Gabe Davis. Now they get a burner. I think this is higher than anyone else has Xavier Worthy. I got him going 17 to the Jaguars.
And is the fourth wide receiver.
Fourth too. Wide receiver, yeah. Taken. All right. 18 is the Bengals. I've got them going Quinion Mitchell, corner out of Toledo. They stay local. They get an outstanding athlete, and Mitchell stays in the state of Ohio and plays for Coach Lou Anarumo, who is one of the best defensive backs coaches in the history of the game. All right, now we're at 19. This is where we get more trades. I said it multiple times that I think the Rams are going to take an offensive player with their first pick. Sean McVay's never made a first round pick. I don't think it comes here. I think the Rams trade out. I have a trade partner. I've got the Kansas City Chiefs moving up and going from 32 to 19, swapping their second rounder. Also, they give their first and their second. Let's stop right here before I tell you who they're taking. Are all these trades annoying, you think, if you're listening, or are all these trades fun?
I love this, and especially because I think there's been a lot of talk over the past couple of weeks about trades in the top 10. And
yes,
you know, like the Cardinals not even wanting to engage in trade talks until tomorrow morning means maybe nothing happens there. And so the idea of there being so many trades from 9 to 25 is incredible, because usually like the middle of the first round, like, it might slow down a little bit, but if there's this much movement, I mean, you can't see me because it's a podcast, yeah, but I am perking up every time you say a trade, because here I am in this fantasy of this, you know, final mock draft for now of like, oh, are the Bills moving up for Bryant Chomp? So like, and maybe, you know, the fact that like there's so much movement in late teams.
Again, I'm going to interrupt you. I might have the Broncos moving up to 9 instead of it. Might all change. I'm just telling you, there's going to be trades and there's going to be maneuvering. And the JJ McCarthy thing is a huge trigger, but also all of these kind of spots in the corner. So like, I have the Eagles trading up to get Terrion Arnold. Well, that's because he's the top corner in the board and he's falling in this mock draft to 16.
Yeah. And that's part of it, is like so much talk about quarterbacks, so much talk about wide receivers, and there's going to be great offensive line guys who are falling. There's going to be great cornerbacks like Quinion Mitchell at 18. I mean, I don't know. I think this is, and yeah, I love how many trades you have sort of going in this middle of the round.
Thank you. 19, Chiefs. They take Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia. Just a monster. Zeus Brown obviously has moved on. They've had a lot of different movement at the tackle position over the last several years. Amarius Mims is an absolute monster. And if I'm being honest, I could see the Rams being not only a trade back team at 19, a multiple trade back team. The Rams They love, love, love to score on day two and day three. And if you look at their success rate over the last couple of years, they have nailed a bunch. Their whole team has been built that way. I don't think it's out of the question that they just trade out of the first round. So let's have the Rams trading out, the Chiefs trading up, which leaves the Steelers at 20, our fifth wide receiver taken. I go Brian Thomas, wide receiver out of LSU. Excellent player. And the one thing I would say with Pittsburgh, and I've noticed before, when they made that trade to get Russell Wilson, and then they made that trade, did they sign Russell?
They traded.
Traded Russell and also traded for Justin Fields?
No, they signed Russ to the vet.
They signed Russ.
Yeah,
to the vet. They traded for Justin Fields.
Right.
Everyone in the league was like, all right, but what are they doing at wide receiver? They haven't done anything at wide receiver. So Brandon Ayuk.
They traded away Deontay Johnson.
And Brandon Ayuk is the name everyone's watching. Brian Thomas, 20th overall, would make a lot of sense at wide receiver. 21, we got another trade, pal. Dolphins trade out. Lions trade up. Lions trade up, and the Lions get a pass rusher to go with Aiden Hutchinson. They take Jared Verse out of Florida State at 21. And this place will go electric. Like, oh, who are we taking? And it's like Jared Verse. And it's going to be one of those like, okay, great. 22, I have Seattle now because they made a trade with the Eagles and they go with Fotanu, the big tackle out of Washington. Boring, but the offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, was with Fotanu. There might be medical stuff there. That's one of those where like there's like a little asterisk. I'm not sure exactly what, but I've heard like it's not as clean as everyone wants. So I dinged him a little bit. He goes down to 22, which is the lowest I've seen him drafted. This is the offensive tackle out of Washington. 23, the Vikings kept their pick. The Vikings take Kool-Aid McKinstry, defensive back out of Alabama. He's got a ton of swag. He is, I think, either the first, second, or third corner taken in this draft. I've got him in this simulation as the third gone. He goes 23 to Minnesota, which means the Vikings would get J.J. McCarthy and Kool-Aid McKinstry, a pretty good haul in the first round for those guys. Cowboys at 24, we go with Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cooper DeJean out of Otebolt, Iowa, town of 900. He's going to go to the Green Bay Packers. Do you think he'll be a fan favorite? I think he will. 26, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They go interior offensive line. I got them going Graham Barton out of Duke. 27 Cardinals. They keep the pick. They go Darius Robinson, defensive line out of Missouri. 28, Aaron, your Buffalo Bills. Let's see. Let's put you on the clock. A lot of guys out there. Is there anyone in particular you're looking at?
You know, the one name that I have sort of sneakily wanted for the Bills is Cooper DeJean. So I'm a little bummed he's gone. But I think at this point, I'd love to see the Bills take A.D. Mitchell. Despite all the potential problems and red flags we've got with him, I think he would be a nice addition to the offense.
28th overall, the Buffalo Bills select A.D. Mitchell. That's what I have.
Awesome.
29, the Dolphins traded down. They still get Chop Robinson, okay? Which leads to 30, and there's a player that I had in the top 12 last mock draft who's now going 30th overall. I feel terrible. I think Latu out of UCLA goes to the Ravens all the way down there at 30. I think he's like 20 to 30 as opposed to 10 to 20, which is where I think most people had him. So Latu to the Ravens. And then we finish with the 49ers. I keep them having Ladd McConkey. I love that one. I think that's just perfect. And then 32, I told you I'm going to have a team trade up into the end of the one. I've got the Rams, the 32nd pick, and have them trading out of it again. And I've got the New England Patriots trading up to 32 to jump the Carolina Panthers, who will likely take a wide receiver at 33. And I've got the Patriots taking Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina, meaning the Patriots would have quarterbacks Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, and their wide receiver would be Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. That's how they would do it. The Rams guys, too busy partying at their draft house in Hermosa Beach. They fall asleep. They end up trading out, and they do not have a first-round pick. So that is how we have it. Do you want me to rattle through it one last time?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so we did all the explanations. If you're listening at home,
this is as of 4 o'clock.
And it's going to change, Eastern, guys. Right. But this is how the exercise was done. I've been on the phones the last couple of days, and here's where we're at. Bears, Caleb Williams. Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Patriots, Drake May. Cardinals, Marvin Harrison. Chargers, no trade, take J.C. Latham, 5th overall. Giants, take Roma Dunze, wide receiver, 6th overall. 7, Minnesota Vikings trade up. With the Tennessee Titans, Minnesota takes J.J. McCarthy. 8, Atlanta takes Dallas Turner. 9, we have another trade. Indianapolis trades up to get Brock Bowers. 10, the New York Jets trade up to stay the same, and they take Malik Nabers, which I haven't seen anywhere, and I don't know if he's going to be around at 10, but it's fun. 11, Tennessee, they traded down. They still get Joe Alt. 12, Broncos, Tali Fuaga. Raiders, 13, Michael Penix. Saints, 14, Olu Fashanu. 15, the Bears had traded down. They get Byron Murphy. 16, Eagles trade up. They get Terrion Arnold. 17, Jaguars take Xavier Worthy. 18, Bengals take Quinion Mitchell out of Toledo. 19, the Chiefs make a trade. They go and get Amarius Mims. 20, Steelers, Brian Thomas. 21, Lions trade up. They get Jared Verse. 22, Seahawks, they go and they trade back. They get Fatanu out of Washington, the offensive tackle. Vikings, Kool-Aid McKinstry, 23rd overall. Cowboys stay where they're at. They take Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, project out of Oklahoma. Packers at 25 take Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. 26, Tampa Bay takes Graham Barton, interior offensive lineman out of Duke. 27, Arizona Cardinals take Darius Robinson out of Missouri. 28, Buffalo Bills take A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. 29, Dolphins trade back. They take Chop Robinson out of Penn State. 30, Baltimore Ravens take Latu out of UCLA. 49ers, 31, take Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. And 32, the Patriots trade back into the first round, and they take Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina. A couple names not on this thing. The big boy, Newton out of Illinois is not in this thing. We no longer have Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. And the big one, I don't have Bo Nix going in the first round.
One name you mentioned in the episode, but was not mentioned anywhere on here, and sort of the teams who have taken wide receivers makes me think that nothing will happen. But with the 49ers taking Ladd McConkey, do you think that means they're keeping Ayuk?
Don't know. Insurance policy. McConkey could play a million roles. Yeah. That makes sense. That is what I have as of 4 o'clock. I will not be clicking submit. I've got a lot of phone calls to make. It's actually in a lot of ways, exhausting exercise, but you know where my brain is scrambled eggs wise when I've got a mock draft and I'm trying to project 10 different trades just to try to hit the right teams and the right guys.
And I personally love hearing you do things like, oh yeah, so the Titans are going to move down. Oh wait, no, actually if all this is still there, maybe they wouldn't move down. Yeah. I loved hearing that. So, or yeah, the Bears.
Like does Joe Alt from the, you know, Notre Dame not make a ton of sense for the Bears?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I would say we do another one tomorrow. Maybe we can. I don't know. But for now, post this. Let's get it up there. Mock draft final with an asterisk because it's final for now. Aaron, thank you. Everybody, enjoy the draft.
The Season with Peter Schrager is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.